All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, before we get back into Matt Patricia, introduced as Lions coach today at 3. Sully, I know you wanted to bring this up, and I certainly have a few thoughts on it. I know I'm biased. I know I'm not a fan of this guy. But Eric Ebron, once again, I just explain to the people what he said today, how he presented it, and then I'll give you my thoughts. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Eric Ebron tweeted, this is at 1 o'clock today. He simply tweeted, moved Al Golden to linebackers and ain't even tell me, with an emoji of an upset face. And then people, you know, were kind of picking up on it. And he tweeted, SMH, I worded this all wrong, crying face, my bad, doing stuff, but they will / should be the best group now. And then since then, I mean, there's all sorts of tweets since then. Tahir Whitehead tweeted him, hey, just shut up and throw the whole tweet away, Eric. A couple laugh face, crying face, whatever. And the most interesting one, though, and I just saw this. Some guy named Jordan tweeted him and said, Ebron, man, I swear. And it was just a quote of Ebron's tweet, which was picked up by Dave Burkett, saying Lions tight end weighs in on coaching staff change. And Ebron then tweeted back and said, I never will change for these Twitter bums or our, I'm going to have to edit here, crap media. Never, man. I'm always be me.
Okay. Oh my. So, a couple of things.
And the crap was an emoji of something. I'll just leave it at that.
Yes. Thank you, Michael. Here would be my advice, but it doesn't matter. Ebron isn't listening to anyone. My biggest advice, if you are close to Eric Ebron, if you are a friend of Eric Ebron, you are a relative of Eric Ebron, or you care about Eric Ebron, here would be one bit of advice I would offer. Get off of Twitter! Stop it!
I knew that was coming.
You're not a 16-year-old kid! Stop it! You're out here. You're out here creating problems for yourself.
Poop emoji.
Right. You're sending poop emojis. Poop emojis. Just shut up and play ball. Oh, and they changed my coach and didn't tell me. Wah! Go tell your agent. Go call your coach. Go vent to a teammate. Get off Twitter. It's senseless. You make millions of dollars a year. You play a game. This isn't some battle. Get off of this nonsense. Play ball.
Well, someone also tweeted him, all these fools thinking you are serious, crying face, crying face, crying face. And he said, LMAO, idiots, man.
Yeah.
This is what Twitter is for.
Yeah, there you go. I was kidding. JK. OMFG. Can't believe they took me serious. If you don't put it out there, there ain't an issue. Go back through the history of Ebron on social media. It ain't good. He creates problems for himself between the social media and the things he says. My God, look what he said about the fans last year. I don't give a damn. They're never going to like me. Who you helping? You're not helping yourself. You actually made progress last year on the field. Just stop. You're a 26, 27-year-old man. You make millions of dollars. You're playing for your professional future this upcoming season. You're not even guaranteed to be here. You're sending out poop emojis. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, big guy on campus. There you go. You're calling the media a bunch of bad guys. I don't give a damn. He can say whatever he wants. But he's talking about the dudes that are down there every day. You've created this, Eric. Nobody has done this to you. You play on the field, your actions off of it, your words. You've done this. This city will bend over backwards for guys that show heart, that work, that bust their ass. This city will bend over backwards. Look at this. They made heroes out of people like Draper and Maltby and D-Mac. They made heroes out of guys like Ben Wallace. You show you care. You show you don't hate the fans. This city will love you. It just drives me nuts. Day the new head coach is introduced, what are you doing? If you're going to go to social media for one thing, say, I can't wait to play for this guy, it's going to be exciting, and then log out. Otherwise, don't log in. Don't do it. I have said it time and again for these athletes. There is no benefit to being on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram unless you are just going to promote positivity or promote products. Let's be real. Get your paper. Somebody going to offer you $500,000 to put on a pair of sneakers and take a picture? Hey, take the picture. But when you go on there and you start ripping teammates, liking things, pictures, opinions, eyeballs, poop emojis, thumbs down, thumbs up. All you're doing is creating a problem for yourself. God, I'll step aside. God, David and Mike have something they want to say. Go ahead.
It's tough to follow that. Typical of Eric Ebron.
No, it's not, Mike, there's nothing to follow. I'm just passionate about it because I see this guy. This is a young man who started to play better football this year, and he can't get out of his own way.
He's constantly checking it.
Right. Has a bad game, attacks the fans, basically says, look, I'm going to paraphrase, basically said, I don't give a damn if I'm here anymore or not.
We don't know what he's doing. That. It doesn't come across.
It's just, come on, man, what are you doing? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, he posts a tweet and then gets all bent out of shape and mad at the beat writers for simply quoting the tweet and saying Eric Ebron weighing in on the new coaching changes.
Right.
And starts, you know, yelling at them, tweeting the emoji, calling people idiots, Twitter bums. It's just not a good look. And he takes all this so seriously and gets so offended. And he's obsessed with constantly tweeting at people, seeing what people are saying about him. It's just too much. It really is. You know, idiots, man. Twitter's full of idiots. Yeah, SMH, good. I worded it wrong.
Okay. You're one of them. You're one of them. You're on there all damn day.
And now, of course, now what's happening, I just looked it up. People are now tweeting him, telling him to turn on 97.1 and take some advice.
No, he can do whatever he wants to do, but understand when you do certain things, this is what happens. Dude, you played good football at times this year. You showed you had some ability. Why are you making it harder on yourself?
Well, the worst part about it is that this is nowhere near the first time that he's done something like this. It's a pattern. It's a trend. It's a behavior. It keeps happening. Keeps happening time and time again. Not only vocalizing it and talking to the media, but constantly on Twitter, constantly posting stuff on Twitter, constantly going back and forth with fans on Twitter.
Never going to win.
Happens all the time
right,
with
but him. But you're never going to win.
You're not. You're not going to win. I agree with that.
Whatever. It's just, to me, I don't know who his agent is. I don't know how the agent deals with it. I couldn't rep a guy like this.
Well, it's immaturity. That's what it is. It's immaturity and just being way too sensitive and trying to stir stuff. I don't know. why he feels the need to constantly do stuff like this.
Hey, listen, he's not alone. He's not the only one. Hey, it's just,
Kevin Durant goes back and forth with people on Twitter all the time.
Kevin Durant acts like a little kid. One of the greatest basketball players on earth, and he's more concerned. He's going back and forth with people on Twitter. What are you, nuts? You make $35 million a year. Off the court, you're probably making half that. I mean, dude, what are you doing? I mean, we've talked about Durant before. We've done all that. I don't get it. If I were an athlete, I couldn't be I mean, hell. Dude, in the grand scheme, I'm nobody. I'm out of all that crap. There ain't no need for it. What do you care? You're Kevin Durant. Whose opinion do you need on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whatever? You're one of the greatest basketball players in the world. You're Eric Ebron. You're in the National Football League. What, you want Bob and Melvindale's opinion of you? Very few people in this world deserve opinion matter. And if you're Eric Ebron, my God, those opinions can't reside on there. But keep going after fans and then wonder why they boo you. Then you tell them you don't care about them, and then they boo you some more. How do you win?
But then especially, though, when he has a teammate, Tahir White, to tweet him and say, just shut up and throw the whole tweet away, Eric, crying face, crying face. Right. He tweets him and says, LMAO, bro, did you read that? I don't even want to delete it. So he's not even listening to teammates who are saying, hey, just delete it.
We'll get back to the phone calls next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.